563-968-6678.
Or visit their website at andcabinetdesign.com.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Welcome to today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. I'm going to read out of an article out of realrawnews.com in just a second. But Donald Trump is still a threat to the deep state, the dark state. He is still a threat. And they are letting Donald Trump, whoever they are, a continuity of government, all the agencies that keep continuity of government, that operate to make sure, ensure that nothing disrupts the plans of the rulers, the true rulers of this country. They are sending messages to Donald Trump still. And what I mean by that is with Ivana Trump falling and dying of a fall in her apartment or in her home. Well, there is this realrawnews.com, and it begins with Trump, quote, "They got her." I'm going to read from this, quoting, "President Donald J. Trump has avoided public mention of foul play regarding the death of his ex-wife, Ivana. But Mar-a-Lago sources told Real Raw News on Saturday that he called the circumstances surrounding Ivana's untimely demise highly suspicious, peculiar, and not right. The chief medical examiner, Dr. Jason Graham of New York City, Democrat, absolutely, the medical examiner's office labeled Ivana's death as a coronary event, even as her body lie in a puddle of spilled coffee at the foot of the stairs in her apartment. And it was decided that the cause of death, before they even examined the body, before they performed an autopsy, was a heart attack. A day later, it was a coronary event. A day later, however, the medical examiner amended Ivana's death certificate, now attributing her demise to blunt force trauma to the torso. Her torso was covered in deep contusions, the result of an accidental fall," Dr. Graham writes. And he emphasized that there was no apparent reason for foul play. The Trump family, however, isn't buying either explanation, the fall or the heart attack. And Ivanka Trump, Donald's daughter, she lives in New York City near the mother's townhouse. She went to the mortuary to identify the body. She later tells her father, Donald Trump, something wasn't right. Ivana was black and blue from waist to neck, but had no injuries, no sign of bruisings on her head or legs. Something seems amiss. So if you tumble down a steep staircase, your head is going to strike something somewhere, the steps or the landing, a Mar-a-Lago source stated. President Trump added that he disbelieved the medical examiner's report, and he told his inner circle that the deep state might have had Ivana murdered and arranged for it to look like an accident. Now remember, in this audience, we understand, we know, we have been familiar with the numerous deaths from the 90s, because on this station it has been reported here through the last 30 years, these mysterious deaths that surrounded the Clintons, and also mysterious deaths throughout the country with doctors, experts in many fields. They just die mysteriously. Scientists who are reporting the truth on matters pertaining to viruses, pharmaceutical drugs, things of this nature. And then Donald Trump states, maybe they got her, he reportedly said. So, now, with Eric and Don Jr., Barron, and Ivanka, the reason they are having would have a hard time harming or killing these members of the family is because they have security at all times. Ivana did not have security. So this is how Ivana knew that the heart attack explanation was caca. Trump said in closing that he's opened a private inquest to learn the truth. He said the deep state could be sending a message. If we can't get you, we'll get who we can. That's just to begin with. We'll be back in a few minutes. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, podcast 1360khnc.com.
Hi, I'm Sina Milanazzo, telephone technology specialist here with Liberty Communications. We are the local experts for cloud and VoIP telephone systems. If you have a traditional phone system and want to learn more about how VoIP can help your business, then call me. I'll sit down with you and we'll come up with solutions on how to keep you ahead of your competition. Call 720-399-0233 or email info@libertyvts.com. VoIP doesn't have to be a four-letter word.
When dealing with a worldwide pandemic, remember to avoid, distance, and alienate yourself from friends, family, and neighbors. That way, when the crisis is over, no one will ask you to help them move, to borrow money, or bother you for a cup of sugar ever again. After all, who needs community anyway? This has been a public service announcement. Have a lonely, I mean lovely day.
How would you like some free advertising?
Free!
Call 970-587-5003. We will put your small business or local company on the half-empty cup of joe for the small business section of the show. Call 970-587-5003 and we'll get your business some free advertising today.
You want to try something different for your students? Come join me at Civica Career and Collegiate Academy in Milliken. We're a tuition-free charter school enrolling for next year for grades 6 through 10. We have a firm foundation. We stand for the pledge. Our students are in uniforms. We stick to core curriculum, and we'll get them ready for the world. Enroll today at civicaco.org or call us at 970-614-5521 for a private tour.
Thank you. KHNC, I want to thank all of you for helping the small tree company get a little bigger. We still make time for little jobs the bigger guys can't get to. So for a personal touch with legendary cleanup, call Affordable Tree Service North, LLC at 568-6898. Licensed and insured, we accept all forms of payment, and we honor a 10% senior military discount.
Thank you.
Hey, Jack, cut that mic.
Thank you.
KHNC, I want to thank all of you for helping the small tree company get a little bigger. We still make time for little jobs the bigger guys can't get to. So for a personal touch with legendary cleanup, call Affordable Tree Service North, LLC at 568-6898. Licensed and insured, we accept all forms of payment, and we honor a 10% senior military discount.
Thank you.
On her way to work one morning, down the path alongside the lake, a tender-hearted woman saw a poor half-frozen snake. His pretty colored skin had been all frosted with the dew. Oh, well, she cried, I'll take you in and I'll take care of you. Take me in, oh, tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, tender woman. Sighed the snake.
Okay, and in a second, we're going to talk about black-eyed children. And the people, these black-eyed children, have knocked on doors and have asked for rides. And the people, as the people would answer the door, they would not let these children in. We're going to talk about the mysterious black-eyed children in just a second. Before I do, on the world stage, Vladimir Putin is winning the war in Ukraine, winning the war in the news media, in the media. The United States, they have attempted with NATO and the European nations to attempt to destroy Russia. The New World Order will not be able to go forward with its plans if Russia is in exists. The reason Vladimir Putin is the director, the leader, the individual that is working with all other nations to hinder the globalist plans, the Western plans of global hegemony. It will come to pass, but not yet. And Vladimir Putin has been, like with Donald Trump, has been a thorn in the side of the globalist plans. Now, Vladimir Putin has been doing some diplomatic diplomacy with Erdogan of Turkey and with the Ayatollah of Iran. And this was yesterday. They had a meeting. Vladimir Putin, Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah al-Khamenei. They had, the three have been discussing the plans for the Middle East. And presently, there's a problem. Syria. Each of these nations, Turkey, Iran, Russia, they have a strategy for Syria. The United States also has a plan, a strategy for Syria. Russia's goal in Syria is to stabilize the Syrian regime, Bashar al-Assad, to keep him in power. Iran's goal is to use Syria as a base for threats against Israel and to traffic weapons to Hezbollah in Lebanon. Then Turkey's goal in Syria is to use it as a dumping ground for Syrian refugees, pushbacks, to cultivate pro-Turkish Syrian rebel groups and remove the Kurds from border areas, which would be north of Iraq. The United States' goal in Syria is to defeat ISIS, although ISIS was mostly defeated in 2019. Now remember, ISIS was created by Barack Obama. It is America's Islamic army in the Middle East. We're still funding ISIS. So the overall U.S. policy is still, according to this article in jpost.com, is still to somewhat unclear, vague. No, America needs a port on the Mediterranean. Syria is the perfect country to do that presently. But eventually America will invade Israel and have the Israeli ports along the Mediterranean. That's in the future. But my point is that Vladimir Putin, he's on a diplomatic mission to unify these groups, Iran and Turkey, because there's a bigger agenda. It's the invasion of Israel in the future. And according to the Bible, Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39, two chapters concerning Russia at the end of the world, 7 years before Armageddon, Russia and the leader of Russia Vladimir Putin will be on a mission, a diplomatic mission, to unify some of the nations in the old Soviet bloc and also nations closer to Israel, meaning Turkey and Iran. And the piece on the board, on the chessboard, that is vital for Russia is Syria, because Syria is adjacent to Israel's northern border. So Iran also uses Syria to traffic drugs. And this drug trade, it threatens Jordan and it threatens the Gulf. So Russia is winning the war. Vladimir Putin is on a diplomatic mission. He's going to be successful. So we have to keep an eye on that. I had told you in the past that before the Russian war, Ezekiel 38 and 39, Israel is going to have wars prior to the Ezekiel wars. Well, this is out of France24.com. This was a couple of days ago. Israeli warplanes struck a weapons manufacturing facility in the Gaza Strip early on Saturday. The exchange of fire came hours after President Joe Biden visited Israel and the occupied West Bank. A short while ago, IDF fighters struck a military site in central Gaza Strip belonging to the Hamas terrorist organization. The military site consisted of an underground complex containing raw materials used for manufacturing of rockets. It is one of the most significant of its kind in the territory. The strike on the site will significantly impede and undermine Hamas force-building capabilities, adding that Israel was responding to attacks from the Gaza Strip on Israeli territory. The conflict, you're not hearing about it. There's too much in the news to try to follow what's happening in Israel. We have other issues, economy, inflation, what's happening with Ukraine, people still sick, getting sicker, people dying. The pool of athletes, young athletes, are getting these shots and they die almost immediately. Israeli's military said that one of the rockets had been intercepted while the other fell on empty land. This, what they're continuing to shell out of the Gaza Strip. And then, so we have to remember, I'm just letting you know that I haven't forgotten. I remember that before Russia's war to invade Israel with Iran and other nations, and Putin's visit with Iran, one of the topics is always going to be Israel. Now, why is God going to bring a judgment on Russia and these nations? Well, it is kind of a subtle anti-Semitism. Russia and these nations would love to occupy present-day Israel because this will stop America's hegemony. It will interfere with and bring America's world hegemony to a halt. And so one of the objectives would be to invade Israel and take the Mediterranean seaport, and by occupying Israel, present-day Israel, Russia can move east and south as needed with these other nations. So it's a brilliant strategy, actually. Now remember Noah. Noah had three sons, Ham, Shem, and Japheth. Ham was the darker-skinned children that occupied into Syria, North Africa, to some degree portions of the Middle East. And the second son, Shem, he moved mainly east toward China and occupied eastern portions of the Middle East and into China, India, Israel for sure. But then the third son, Japheth moved north. Japheth moved into the area of Russia, Iran, and east into the areas of the Mediterranean and Western Europe. Now, Shem had his interests. Shem was spiritual interests. Ham's interests were, Ham was a servant. More of a servant. They enjoyed building things. They enjoyed doing things. This is why the Egyptians became so great in architecture, in building, things like this. Japheth was more interested in philosophical, to some degree, and taking the best of what his brother Ham did and building upon it, and taking the best of what Shem had and building upon it, like philosophy. The great philosophers that came out of Germany, and also taking the technology and architecture and math from Egypt or from his younger brother Ham, and developing technology. Japheth was good at that. But Japheth had it appears as if Japheth had a hidden contempt for his brother Shem, which would be the Jewish people. And it could be that the Russian people, there is this latent Semitism, anti-Semitism, that God is going to deal with. It has always existed. It's always been there. And it could be that one of the reasons Russia is going to be brought down, and it does say in Ezekiel, in these two chapters, that God is going to put hooks in Russia's jaw in the land of Gog, Magog, Rosh, Russia, put hooks in the jaw and drag Russia down to be destroyed upon the mountains of Israel to the west of the Jordan, I'm sorry, to the east of the Jordan River. Russia is going to be dragged down. The conflict in Ukraine is just for her to get ready. The dress rehearsal. The real battle's coming soon. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHSC.com.
Tune in Saturday mornings from 7 to 8 a.m. right here on the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 a.m. for the Gardening with Joey and Holly radio show. Get your garden started and growing successfully all summer long. Every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
In 1964, a 10-cent dime bought you 10 cents worth of stuff. Today, we sell this silver dime for well over $2. This silver dime will buy you the same amount as it did in 1964, and it will buy you the same amount in 2030, 2040, and well beyond. Call 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, your gold and silver experts. 800-951-0592.
Hi, this is Bob Cambron with Waterworks. Call or text 303-888-8891. All water has impurities. Clean, healthy water without chemicals and impurities is foundational for a healthy body. At Waterworks, we know water. We provide affordable, long-term solutions to make your water ideal. Call or text Bob Cambron, 303-888-8891.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
JD the Colorado Deplorable here to tell you about Swamp Fight. Right here on AM 1360 KHNC Radio. Saturdays from noon to 1. Join me as we do battle in the DC Swamp.
Hi, my name is Vince with Serenity Painting and Decorating. Since 2010, painting residential and commercial locations. For a free estimate, please call Vince Rivera at 970-978-9565. Please ask about our free window cleaning after paint service. Again, 970-978-9565.
Nil desperandum, never despair, that is the motto for you and me. All are not dead, and where there is a spark of patriotic fire, we will rekindle it. Samuel Adams.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
One pill makes you larger, and one pill makes you smaller. And the ones that mother gives you don't do anything at all. Go ask Alice when she's 10 feet tall. And if you go chasing rabbits and you know you're going to fall, tell 'em a hookah smoking caterpillar has given you the call,
and before I forget, I appreciate everyone who financially supports this program, The Present Truth, and I want to thank you. I appreciate the financial help, and for those that might want to continue to support my program this hour, you can write to KHNC, P.O. Box 104, Johnstown, Colorado, and you can contribute, and the zip code is 80534. KHNC, P.O. Box 104, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. So thank you very much, and Pure Blood Mike, appreciate you for the last year and others that have supported since I began The Present Truth. Thank you. Now, just to finish out with the war, the coming war, when Russia, with a company of other countries, attacks Israel, God is going to deal with the attack, because a lot of it, much of the attack, the reason for the attack, yes, to occupy Israel, but to once again annihilate God's chosen people, the Jewish people. The Jewish people, they don't like to be called the chosen people. It means problems for them. It's hardships for them. Too bad. The Jewish people are God's elect. God stated they were his elect. God gave them a place to live. That was promises to them by God, covenants that he made with them. And that land is theirs. They have to protect it. And nations will try to drive them off that land and destroy them as a people. They'll never be successful. Those that curse Israel will be cursed. So there's anti-Semitism that's going to be dealt with. And initially, the anti-Semitism and the hatred of Israel is going to take place in the war with Israel, taking out Hamas, Hezbollah, all of the Islamic terrorist groups in the surrounding area, in the Gaza Strip, Syria, Lebanon, and in Jordan, and south and east along the border of western Saudi Arabia. Israel is going to be victorious. After that, then shortly thereafter, then will come the great Russian war, 7 years before Armageddon. People are going to be fooled thinking that the Russian war and the invasion of Israel is Armageddon. It's very similar, but it is not Armageddon. China is not involved. China must be involved in Armageddon. At the same time, the Western armies from Europe and America also must be involved in the war at Armageddon. It says that in Ezekiel 38 and 39, that for some odd reason, Europe, the Isles, and America are not involved in that war. It's Russia with Turkey and Iran and Ethiopia and Libya and other nations, another small group of nations, German forces, I believe. But America, England, European nations, they're not involved in that war. That final war with America and the NATO nations, that comes 7 years following. So I'm saying this ahead of time so that you in this audience can see that the difference between the Great Russian War, which I'll call it that, and Armageddon are two separately different, separate wars, two different wars. Many, I'm reading and hearing that some people are thinking that Russia is going to come and is going to destroy America and basically bring peace to the world. This is fallacy. Russia is not going to destroy the United States of America. Russian nukes may, at some point in the future, after Russia has been destroyed for 7 years, those nukes may be used to destroy America in the future, but no. Russia is not going to defeat the United States of America. God is going to judge the United States of America through the coming ruler of the United States called Antichrist. And Antichrist in Revelation chapter 17 will, with other nations, agree to destroy the nation of this coming Babylon the Great, which we are already Babylon the Great. We are empire. Antichrist is going to be used by God and the hand of God to destroy this country. I had a question, you know, I asked my wife. Is God going to save the nation that Antichrist rules over? The nation that gives him the seat of, that will be the seat of Antichrist's power? Is God going to save that nation? No. It's ridiculous to think that God will save the nation, or to protect or allow the nation that Antichrist is a ruler over, that destroys the nations of the world, that causes death and suffering to the world like never before, that God would allow that nation to go into the future and allow that nation to exist. No. That nation that Antichrist rules over will be destroyed. You may not agree with me. You may not like what I'm saying. But I'm just telling you. I'll present it to you. You do with it what you want. Accept it. Fight it. Agree with me. Disagree. It's okay. I'm presenting to you my view of what is going to happen in this country and who is going to eventually become the leader of this country. A coming Antichrist. And in Jeremiah chapter 51, there'll be a nation, an empire, that will be so powerful that it will be used by God as a hammer to destroy the nations of the world. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, will be back.
Tyler here at Hornback Landscaping and Junk Removal LLC. We take care of all of your landscaping needs. New landscape and hardscape install, maintenance, snow removal, fall and spring cleanup. We also do junk and trash haul away as well. We are your one-stop shop for anything outdoors. We pride ourselves in quality from start to finish. That means communication, customer service, and final product. We want you to take as much pride in your yard as we do in our work. Come check us out at hornbacklandscaping.com. You can also contact us at 970-966-5665 or at hornbacklandscaping@gmail.com. Thank you.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now, so give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
Of all tyrannies, a tyranny exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It would be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent moral busybodies. The robber baron's cruelty may sometimes sleep, his cupidity may at some point be satiated. But those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with the approval of their own conscience. C.S. Lewis.
The world is waiting to know who is the Phantom of the Opera. who is this phantom? And I just say that the phantom is going to be the next president of the United States of America that follows Joe Biden. Again, you don't have to believe me, but at least you're on the alert. At least you're going to look. And I have studied this. You know, I don't say this because it's my opinion. I try to stay away from my own personal opinion unless I have a way to back it through the Bible, through the Scripture, or through the facts with what is in the media. You know, I try to stay away from just speculation. I base what I think and base what I present as much as closely to my interpretation of Bible prophecy. I always state this, that Bible prophecy is accurate forecasting. It is accurate forecasting. Everything the Bible says will happen, happens, has happened, is happening, will continue to happen. The problem has always been with inaccurate interpretation. And my interpretation, if it's inaccurate, it's going to be found out. I will know if what I really feel, if it doesn't come to pass, it is inaccurate. But there, so I try to be as careful as possible to present what I am sure is going to take place. I am sure that Russia is presently preparing for a battle with other nations in the Middle East against Israel. I am sure of that. I am sure that Vladimir Putin was put in place by God in 2000, the beginning of the first day of this century, to begin a process diplomatically, militarily, economically in Russia, to make Russia great, to dress Russia for the coming war in the Middle East with Iran, with Turkey, with other nations in the old Soviet bloc, and Libya, Ethiopia. I'm sure of that. That's not speculation. I'm presenting to you what I know to be sure. Vladimir Putin took Russia as a wasteland and now has made Russia an economy in the world that is not being... he has an economy that is not being affected by inflation that we are suffering in the West. This man had the tool put in his hand by God to begin punishment on the Western nations and European nations and the whole world. Oil, gas. Vladimir Putin, working from the time he was a young man, being stationed in the old Nazi Germany. He was there when the Berlin Wall came down. He's a friends knew and would when he was in Germany Secret Service. While he was there, he was one of the men that was watching Angela Merkel. I know that studying German history, I know that he realizes that Angela Merkel is Adolf Hitler's daughter. You don't have to believe me. But he was stationed there. He went to come up through the ranks. He was there with Gorbachev. He saw what Gorbachev was doing, bringing Russia into the New World Order. He was there watching Gorbachev work with Klaus Schwab in what would become this new World Economic Forum. He's familiar with all of that. Then Yeltsin, when Boris Yeltsin replaced Gorbachev, Putin watch what was happening with Yeltsin and the diplomatic deals that were done with the Clinton administration to sell Russia to American wealthy business owners and corporations. He remembers, I know, when Clinton agreed not to expand NATO toward Russia, in the nations toward Russia, not to ask those nations to become part of the NATO bloc. And then eventually in 1998, Bill Clinton changes his policy and decides, no, we're going to go ahead and we're going to expand NATO toward the Russian borders. Vladimir Putin was sure of that. He remembers. He knew. He doesn't forget. He's got a photographic memory. Probably has an encyclopedic memory and audiographic memory also. He doesn't forget anything. He knows everything. He studied. He's studied history. Not casually. This is his calling. Just like with Donald Trump. Donald Trump didn't just appear out of nowhere. No. He was trained by a God that's sovereign. We get to choose the path that we go in life. Each one of us has the opportunity, according to the Proverbs. We choose the path that we want to go and want to travel on in life. And God directs our footsteps. Donald Trump was, yes, he was trained by universities here in this country and the real estate market, but he was in the company of men that God sovereignly put in his proximity so he could learn from these men so that he could become president of this country, not an outsider who worked with insiders who they did not want to be president and became president, just like they don't want Vladimir Putin to be president of Russia. Too bad. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
1360KHNC.com has CBD products. Click on the shop button and get yours today.
Just go to 1360KHNC.com/shop. The CBD on our website is 99% pure, all natural, no pesticides, non-GMO, is grown organically right here in Colorado, and is 100% THC free. Oh, and did you know ours is the lowest priced CBD anywhere in northern Colorado? For all your CBD needs, just log on to 1360KHNC.com/shop.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too-big-to-fail banks even bigger, while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
Are you an expert in your field? Do you want to educate your fellow man? Or have you always just wanted to be on the radio? Here at 1360KHNC, you can do just that by hosting your own radio show. Looking to grow your business or share your thoughts and opinions or simply bragging to your friends that you have your own radio show. For more information, call us at 970-587-5003 or email us at contact@1360KHNC.com.
A little song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
So I rehearsed this with Vladimir Putin because I see how God used Donald Trump to become president of this country. And Donald Trump is in the Bible. Revelation chapter 17, verse 10, the riddle of seven kings, and eight administrations, Donald Trump being the seventh king, a noble king, an honorable king, a king with nobility, and all through his life, in the background, God was putting him at the right place at the right time so that he could become president. And God, at the same time, has worked with Vladimir Putin, putting him at the right place at the right time in the situations that he needed to be in so that he could become the leader of this great nation of Russia. Is he going to be the president to take Russia to war on the mountains of Israel east of the Jordan River in present-day Jordan? It appears to me that this is the man. Is he anti-Semitic? I don't think so. And if you read Ezekiel 38 and 39, it says that God, Russia doesn't want to come down to fight Israel. Russia doesn't want that battle. But it says that God is going to put hooks in the jaws of Russia, of Magog, of Rosh, is going to put hooks in the jaw of this great nation and drag her down to the mountains of Israel. You don't drag somebody that is willing. Vladimir Putin, Russia right now, we've got a new petro currency. It's called the petro ruble. His nation is doing great. His people are doing great. They're in an economic, I mean, it's almost like the Garden of Eden taking place in Russia. Russia, why would Vladimir Putin want to attack Israel? Because God says Russia's got to come down. God is going to destroy Russia. All of Russia's army, leaving 1/6. 5/6 of the armies will be destroyed. And there's going to be punishment on the main on Russia homeland too. What that's going to be, I don't know. It has to happen, and then there will be two empires, basically, that are going to have conflict. China and America. But America will be the hegemon of the world shortly. And the coming president and leader of this nation is going to destroy the nations of the world. That is in Jeremiah chapter 51. God is going to use this nation as a hammer, as a maul, as a sledgehammer, as a battle axe to destroy the nations. God is going to use America to destroy the godless nations, the godless people throughout all the nations of this earth, including China. But China is going to be great. There are going to be two economies. There are going to be two centers of economic power. Yes, Antichrist West and BRICS. What Vladimir Putin set in motion is going to be the way that the Eastern nations and the rest of the world will be able to, in spite of Antichrist controlling economies, they will be able to exist. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, podcast 1360khnc.com. And we'll be back tomorrow. I want to talk about black-eyed children because they tie into Antichrist. We'll be back tomorrow.
Tactical Civics is a private member organization with a mission to glorify Jesus Christ and organize we the people to enforce the U.S. Constitution. From public school districts to Congress to the U.S. federal courts, those who are supposed to serve the American people now rule us. Tactical Civics focuses on training us to fight back. America needs you. Visit tacticalcivics.com. Again, tacticalcivics.com.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland.